proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Over the past few programs, we've been discussing Israel and taking a land tour of this country, and that we remember from Bible history, as well as current events and even future prophecies, according to the scriptures. Anyways, if you've ever been to Israel, I think you would definitely enjoy the scenery, the different sites, the variation of land that you see in front of you. And I want to talk about one important place today that a lot of visitors appreciate when they do see there, but perhaps you are not familiar with it, and that is the village of Yad HaShmona. Nestled in the hills of Judea, just a few miles west of Jerusalem, lies a special village that has been one of my favorite places to visit in Israel. This is the Moshav of Yad HaShmona. It is located just off of Highway 1, which is the main road from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, if you drive about a mile east from this place, you will come to Kiryat Jearim, which is the place where the Ark of the Covenant rested after being released by the Philistines. Just next door to Kiryat Jearim is the Arab village of Abu Ghosh, which has been identified as a possible location for the biblical village of Emmaus. Yad HaShmona is definitely an important and special neighborhood in Israel. Yad HaShmona is a moshav, which is like a cooperative agricultural community. This moshav was founded by Finnish Christians in 1971 and is made up today of approximately 150 people or so. Several of these are Jewish believers in Jesus. Yad HaShmona means memorial to the eight, in memory of eight Jewish refugees who fled to Finland from the Nazi-controlled Austria in 1938. The Jewish refugees were then surrendered to the Gestapo by the Finnish in November of 1942 over a land issue with Stalin and the Soviet Union. These eight refugees were sent to Auschwitz, where seven of them perished. Only one man, Dr. George Coleman, survived these horrors. His wife and baby son were murdered in the extermination camp. After the war, Coleman immigrated to the land of Israel. At Yad HaShmona, Finnish founders wanted to make amends on behalf of the Finnish people for the surrender of these eight Jewish lives into the hands of the Nazis. As a way to seek forgiveness, they desired to contribute to the land of Israel. The actions of the Finnish government towards the eight Austrian Jews was a heavy weight on the mind and hearts of the Finnish people. Only a few years ago, in November of 2000, did the government and church leaders of Finland take public action for the past events. A memorial was dedicated to the eight in the capital of Helsinki. A monument was erected just across from Helsinki's South Harbor, from where the refugees boarded a Nazi ship. Finland's prime minister at the time, Paavo Lipponen, sought the forgiveness of the entire Jewish people in the presence of the leaders of Finland's Jewish community. The community of Yad HaShmona is deeply committed to blessing the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. They believe that God has and will fulfill biblical prophecies. They wish to express their gratitude to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One way they have done this is by building a biblical village. This was done in the year 2000 in an effort to portray the life and times of the Bible. They have reconstructed an olive and a wine press, also a watchtower, a threshing floor, ancient synagogue, and a first century tomb, as well as gardens featuring the seven species of Israel from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Another unique feature about Yad HaShmona is that it features a guest house, convention center, and restaurant that was built from timber from Finland brought in by the members of the Moshav. This log cabin decor is rather unique in Israel and creates a special atmosphere when visiting. Most of the community of Yad HaShmona work in tourism, hospitality, as well as carpentry. And when I think of the community of Yad HaShmona, I'm reminded that God uses different people from all over the world to promote His peace. The Finnish people have sought forgiveness and reconciliation from the Jewish people. They publicly stand with Israel. I believe we also need to stand with the Jewish people as well. We do this to be a blessing to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God commanded us in Genesis 12, verse 3. So are we honoring God's word today? Also, as we think about Israel today, I just want to remind you that IBJM does host a special tour to Israel. And if you want more information about that, simply contact us here at IBJM. And with that in mind, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.